ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the Amala Purana, Spotless Purana, Canto number 10, Chapter number 1, Text number 28, Advent of Lord Sri Krishna. The shloka is, Rajadhani Tata Sabhut Sarva Yadava Bhubhujam Mathura Bhagavan Yatra Nityam Sanihito Harihi. Rajadhani means a capital. Tata, from that time, Sa, the country or the city, now known as Mathura, at that time also Mathura, Abhut became Sarva Yadava Bhujam. Of all the kings who appeared in the Yadu dynasty, Mathura, the place known as Mathura, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yatra, wherein Nityam, eternally, Sanihitaha, intimately connected living entity, eternally, Hari, the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Since that time, the city of Mathura has been the capital of all the kings of the Yadu dynasty. The city and district of Mathura are very intimately connected with Krishna, for Lord Krishna lives there eternally. I'll repeat. Since that time, the city of Mathura has been the capital of all the kings of the Yadu dynasty. The city and district of Mathura are very intimately connected with Krishna, for Krishna lives there eternally. Prabhupada writes the following purport. It is understood that Mathura city is the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna. It is not an ordinary material city, for it is eternally connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mathura, and particularly Vrindavan, is within the jurisdiction of Mathura and is still continues to exist. Because Mathura and Vrindavan are intimately connected with Krishna eternally, it is said that Lord Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam na gacchati, which means that Krishna never steps out even a foot step out of Vrindavan. At present, the place known as Vrindavan in the district of Mathura continues its position as a transcendental place, and certainly anyone who goes there becomes transcendentally purified. Navadip Dham is also intimately connected with Vrindavan Brajbhumi. Srila Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Shri Gaudiya Mandala Bhumi Yeba Jani Chintamani Tatra Haya Vrajabhuma Vasa. Vrajabhumi refers to Mathura Vrindavan, and Gaudiya Mandala Bhumi includes Navadip. These two places are non-different. Therefore, anyone living in Navadip Dham, knowing Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the same personality, lives in Brajbhumi, Mathura Vrindavan. The Lord has made it convenient for the conditioned souls to live in Mathura, Vrindavan and Navadip. And thus, He directly is connected with these two holy dhams. Simply by living in these places, one can immediately come in contact with Lord Krishna. There are many devotees who vow never to leave Vrindavan and Mathura. This is undoubtedly a good vow. But even if he leaves Vrindavan, Mathura or Navadip Dham for the service of Lord Krishna, he is not disconnected from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At any rate, we must understand the transcendental importance of Mathura Vrindavan and Navadvip Dham. Anyone who executes devotional service in these places certainly goes back home, back to Godhead, after giving up his body. Thus, the words Mathura Bhagwan Yatra Nityam Sahinito Hari are particularly important. A devotee should fully utilize this instruction to the best of his ability. Whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, he appears in Mathura because of his intimate connection with this place. Therefore, although Mathura and Vrindavan are situated on this planet Earth, they are transcendental abodes of the Lord. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So, we are indeed very pleased that everyone is chanting so beautifully. In this wonderful Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, text 28, a great secret is given to us. This is a very important thing. If somebody gives you something very valuable, something which is not easily available, or something which cannot be even bought, you should preserve it with all your life and soul. The secret here is how to get connected with Krishna. It's somewhat like this on a material platform. Supposing you want to start some machine, electric machine, tape recorder or washing machine or TV or whatever. This machine itself is of no value unless the wire from that machine, connecting the machine, is plugged into the main power station through the BEST or whichever power supply. So just imagine that Lord Krishna is like the main power station who's generating all the power, energy, and you get connected to that. Then all these lights, all these mics, everything is working. The moment it is disconnected, it is of no value or no use. Machine is there. Maybe costly machine, millions of rupees machine, but it will do no work, it will not do any function, it will be of no value. We are like that machine, remember that. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, we are just like a ratham. Ratham means like a chariot. Another example is a car. What is the use of a car if there is no fuel in it, or there is no driver in it? It will be just sitting there, rusting. So, this body of ours has to get connected to Krishna. Right now, at the moment, we are disconnected from Krishna, but we are connected, no doubt, with something wrong. And that is called Maya. Our connection with Maya is so dangerous that a very great devotee has written this beautiful poem. His name is Sri Kavi Shekhara. He says, when shall I become fortunate? Of course, he was already fortunate, but he is talking more like us. When shall I become more fortunate to visit Mathurapuri and shed tears of bliss as I drink from the stream of nectarian words flowing from the mouths of the old guides there who say, here was Nanda Maharaj's home. Here the cart was broken. Here, this is very important. Here Lord Damodar, who breaks the bonds of birth and death,